Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Welcome back. That's from Mace, throwing it way back. Anyways, if you're back for more, welcome. If this is your first time, you've hit the panic button with Craig Gross. That's me. And in my inbox are your concerns, your questions, and sometimes my entertainment. But let's be honest, most of the time, none of this is entertaining. You know, people ask me, you know, how you've been doing this for 17, 18 years now. You know, how do we do what we're doing? I think if you saw what's in my inbox and what you're getting on this podcast is a taste of what's in my inbox, you'll see that it's not as sexy as people think. It's not as fun as people think. Like, these are real issues and real questions and real concerns. And oftentimes, when you're in a panic, it is in response to something. I don't get many, hey, my daughter's about to turn 13 and we're considering letting her on Instagram. What are some concerns from a parent of mine like me that I should be aware of, or precautions or boundaries I should place on my 13-year-old before I allow her on Instagram? Wouldn't that be a good question, right? Nope, sorry, never got that one. The ones I get are my 9-year-old is already on Instagram, or our iPad's in her room with porn on it already. I mean, it's why we're in a panic. So I'm going to answer your questions. That's what I said I'd do on this podcast, but I got to do the pre-sermon sometime, because I'm not going to do the post-sermon after I finish the question. But man, wouldn't it be great as you're listening to this show, you go, yeah, I don't want that to happen in my marriage or in my relationship or with my kids. So I'm glad I heard this, because that sure as hell isn't going to happen to me, and I'm going to make sure of it. So we take some proactiveness, if that's even a word. I said oodling last time, proactiveness in what we're doing, so we're not, because I think the panic comes from the holy, I don't have the beep button, that's all right, holy crap, that's the safer word, why do I care, it's a podcast. The moment when you're freaking out is because, not because you're being proactive, it's because you're panicked because something went wrong. So here's the question, short and to the point. My daughter, she didn't put an age. I wish on these you would actually give me the Instagram handle. And daughter's posting inappropriate things on social media. What do I do? And I love this. I love when I get to talk to parents. You know, we do some parents' nights with the ministry. We've got a whole parents' talk. I love when I get to invite parents out, but the kids are in the room. Like, say if I'm speaking on a Sunday morning and I'm like, hey, you know, the kids see me and they're like, okay, the guy's older, but he doesn't seem that old. But man, he seems to know his stuff. I don't want my parents listening to him, because I think so many parents are so old, even though they're younger than me. They're so old in their being. Like, I'm never going to get online, and I don't know what that does, and I don't know. Snapchat seems like a game, and it's got a ghost on it. That's my old person voice. And your kids love it because you're so dumb. Like, yeah, I said it. You're so dumb, and they're dumber because of what they're doing online, because they're just 12 and 13. They're not adults yet. So you're both dumb because you're doing nothing, and they're getting in trouble because they've got free reign of everything. And that's why we're in the problem we're at. So I love when I get that opportunity. I'm like, hey, I'll do a parents' night, tonight. And if I could throw back to the day when I was a kid, I would be like, dude, I do not want my parents listening to this guy because he's going to tell them things that I really do. And he's on to me. I know it. And man, like, let me keep my parents away from him. So I do like the question. I'm going to answer it because I said I would. You're the parent. She's the child. I don't care if you're best friends. I don't care if you have a best friend's necklace. I don't care if you got a best friend's tattoo. You're still the mom. You're still in control. Your daughter has a curfew. Your daughter probably has to get, I don't know, passing grades on a report card. Heck, she might even have to do the dishes or do chores or be nice to her brother. I mean, there's certain rules as parents and expectations we have on our kids because we're the parent and they're the child and they don't pay rent. Heck, you even pay for that phone because I'm sure she doesn't pay for the phone. So there are responsibilities as a parent that come when you give your kid an adult toy. I'm not talking about, you know, adult bedroom toys. I'm talking about a $800 iPhone. That's what these things cost now. That's an adult toy. It's not just a kid toy. It's got adult things on there. And I am shocked that as parents, we give our kids these devices and we don't teach them how to use it. And what I mean by that, like this one, and I know I'll get to your thing, but allow me to be able to just go off here for a second, because we don't teach our kids how to talk. Every kid texts us today and they don't know how to talk. Like, ask your kid why they want a phone. They're not going to say, so I can make more phone calls, so we can be in touch, so we can, like, communicate. No, so I can send more emoji texts, and so I can get on social media, and so I can check this 84 times a day, you know, like, whatever the average is today of what people do. I think when we give our kids phone, what I want to teach them first is that this is a tool for me to be able to get a hold of you. My rule for my kids is that thing better not be on vibrate. And my daughter doesn't have a purse yet, so there's no idea of like, oh, well, it's in my purse. I mean, plenty of her wives use that excuse, and it's not an excuse. It's actually true because they don't carry it in their pocket. But with your kid, no. When I'm calling you, I am going to expect that you pick up every time because I'm calling you. Then that's the expectation. I'm going to expect that you're not on that phone when you're with me and we're in a conversation. I love going out to dinner and watching people. Like, whether they're on a first date, whether they're with their kids. You know, I mean, those families is just like, hey, they don't need a babysitter because their iPod's the babysitter. But then these kids don't know how to order. They can't even tell the waitress, I'd like a grilled cheese. They can't even look up from that damn iPad for 1 second. They don't know how to communicate, let alone, like, have a conversation or a relationship with somebody. So when we give a phone, I think we might be stifling communication and relationships. So I'm going to say you use this phone to connect with people. And I'm not talking about text. I'm old school. Man, when I tell my kids I do not want you, second rule, beyond the first one that you better answer when I call, is I want you to use this phone to develop real relationships and communicate on this, not on text. Because how many of these kids, they can't hold a conversation at all with anybody, let alone like a boyfriend or girlfriend at some point. And they talk in code language and emojis. That doesn't mean anything. You can't develop relationships. So I'm going to say, no, I want you to call that person. I want you to communicate. I want you to have a conversation. And then third, I'm going to tell a kid, I pay for it. I don't even care if you pay for it. It doesn't mean you can break all the rules. It's like, no, like, just because you put gas in the car doesn't mean you don't have a midnight curfew if you're, you know, got a curfew. Like, oh, I paid for gas. Well, no, you better still be home. Same thing here is like, I am in charge of what goes on that phone. So I'll just tell you, one of my rules is the app store is wide open for the kids. They have my password. We have one account. So if they download anything, it shows up on my phone. Oh, cool. I turned off the option to delete apps. So whatever they download, they can't delete. So I see it. Hey guys, that's an opportunity because you're going to grow up and be out of my house one day. and have to make bigger decisions and choices than what app to download. You download something, it's stuck on your phone, and it goes on my phone. Here's the rule. Like, you're not allowed to download something without asking me, and we talk about it. So if you do it, I see it anyway. So it's just kind of like it tests them. But beyond that, games. Like, I have a rule, like, you can't have more than 3 games on your iPhone. Why? And you gamers might hate me, but man, there's so many people that don't know how to do anything beyond play video games. And don't tell me, oh, my kid's going to make video games one day. Sure, he isn't. Like, read every study about it, and it's just a mind time suck waste. We've got limits on that stuff. And there, I do not want you sitting there. Man, I can't stand walking on an airplane, and you walk by. Just do this next time. Walk by first class. Tell me how many grown men are playing Candy Crush or a game on their iPhone in first class. Man, you get back in the back of the plane in the middle seat, you tell me how many grown men are playing Candy Crush or whatever those dumb games are. Like, and I'm not just saying, it's just about money. It's about productivity. It's about wasting your life. It's about wasting your time. And like, I'm not going to grow up, want my kids growing up where it's just like, oh, we play video games on our phone. No, that the point of this $800 item isn't for you to play dumb games. And so we're going to limit that. And there's rules. And then when it gets to things you post online, our rule is this, whether it's posting online or sending messages. I don't care what the apps tell you that what deletes and doesn't delete. My rule is you are not allowed to delete anything you post online or you send online. So if I go to your messages and sent messages, they're deleted. If I go to your history and it's cleared, if you post something and then take it away, nope, you lose it. So I want you to think twice about what you send to somebody, what you share, and what you post publicly, because that's going to live on the internet forever. And you're going to think twice about it. You're going to be smart about it. And, you know, we also had some rules where it's like, my kids don't actually, at the age they're at, they don't have the social media, Instagram and all that, on their phone. So when we talk about public posting, if your daughter's posting inappropriate photos online, you take that off, you get her a flip phone, and you go, hey, you know what? You can post on your account, but you have to be logged into my account or your account on my phone. You've lost that privilege. Hey, mom, you can ground your kid. She's your kid. You can take things away. Why are we, like, we're so, like, I'm shocked the world that we're in today where parents feel bad for parenting. And we're so politically correct. And, you know, like, what did I read the other day? And it was the Simpsons thing where it was like, hey, that was funny. The Simpsons did something 20 years ago and then they apologized. They didn't really even apologize. But now they're saying, hey, you know, I don't know. It was something about if it was funny 20 years ago, but now it's not funny anymore. Okay, I guess that's just the world we live in. I don't even know what that's about, so don't kill me on that. But I think the same thing is true where we're going, oh, I want them to like me. I want them to do this, and I don't know if I could take this away. No, like my parents had rules, and I didn't agree with all of them. But as a parent now, I don't just make dumb rules that my kids just go, I don't know why. My kids, if you pulled them over here on this podcast, they would say, I know why my dad has made these rules. I know where my mom cares about these things. So they know the why behind this. Hey, you know what, 13-year-old, that you're showing your boobies online? Like, hey, you're not, or your breast buds, whatever you want to call them. Hey, you know what? I care about you as your mother that I do not want you posting those. Or, yeah, no more little shots down your cleavage shot, like with your cell phone high in the air. Like, no, those aren't appropriate. Because those might get you likes, but those aren't boys you want to date. And that's not what you want to be known for. Like, there's some teaching moments there, and then there's some restrictions that you go, hey, you're not ready for this. Hey, you're not ready for the comments on this and that, all that. And this isn't what you want. Like, does that make you feel good that you got liked and that you're all sexual? Like, no, you're 12, you're 13. Like, no, go play on the monkey bars. That sounds so old. Like, go play, like, go outside and run around and do laps or do something. Get off your damn phone. Like, seriously, kids need to get off their phone. Adults need to get off their phone. And why are we afraid to just go put the thing down? Or like, hey, we're going to take a timeout for several months on that because you don't know how to use this. As a parent, you have full permission. You don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask anybody else because you're their parent and you know what your kids need. And you need, if you're a parent listening to this and you have no clue what your kids are doing online or what Snapchat is or what WhatsApp is or what all these, you know, gosh, if you still think their kids are on Facebook, like, no, they've moved on because you're on it and they're not. They're on something else. And if you give them a phone, check their apps, check what they're going through. And I, you know, our last, I mean, we've got several. They're not even rules because I don't want to be like, oh, Craig has all these rules. No, we have expectations and we have just, it's, I wouldn't call it a rule. It's just like, you're allowed, my kids are allowed to look at my phone. I'm allowed to look at your phone. I don't, unless you give me a reason not to trust you. But like, it's just an open door policy on that. Like, no, it's, we invite that in rather than close that off because, man, I don't want the double standard. Well, Dad, I don't know what you do. No, it's like, man, this stuff is just, it can be dangerous and detrimental to what you're doing when you think you're the only, like when no one's watching. So that idea of going, no, my daughter could pick that up. I can pick up your phone. You can pick up my phone. And that's, man, just kind of level the playing field on that where it's just like, no, I don't want to keep checking up on you. But if you're doing this for a season, you're not ready, take that away. And I think more parents should be involved in what their kids are doing online. There's a book on XXXChurch.com. If you go to the parents section, it's free. It's called Touchy Subjects. My friend David Dean and I wrote that together. Two dads writing a book about how to navigate social media and kids and sexting and all that stuff. It's free. So go get it, download it. And then just, yeah, put some of these things into practice. And don't be scared. Don't be scared. But I think you're not scared to talk to your kid because they're your kid. You're scared to talk to your kid about something you don't know about. And I think when your kids know more about, you know, whether it's an app or social media than you do, they can easily kind of, oh, well, Mom, you don't understand. It's like, you know, I understand. Like, your boobs are sticking out and you're 14. And why am I looking down your shirt on this? And why are kids saying, I want to do, like, no, this is not what I want people talking about my daughter. And why is it that you feel that need to put yourself out that in the way? And if you're publicly posting that, what are you sending privately? Like, man, parents, wake up and figure out if we're going to give our kids some phone. I feel bad for the kids. That's what it really comes down to. I feel bad for the kid. My daughter, I mean, she's had different, daughter and son have both had friends over the years where I go, I feel bad because I'm that dad. Like, I'll just tell you guys, like, you guys laugh, but like, go talk to my kids. They'll be like, dad is crazy. Like, I think crazy in a good way, but that could be debated. But like, I feel bad for my kids' friends that their parents have no clue. And I watch a 10-year-old online and I'm like, oh, it's so cringy. Like, oh, please stop. Not sexual, but like when kids don't know what's, oh, I just barfed out 45 posts in one day and they're none of them make sense. And like, I don't, and then I'm DMing people and I'm inappropriately communicating with people because nobody told me how to use this thing. Like, I feel bad for them. I also feel bad when kids are doing things and no one's stopping them. Because it's just like, to me, it screams out, like, I'm in trouble. And it's like, dude, you have parents? Like, please, please, somebody say, hey, that's not allowed here. That's not a... And so I'll close with this. And parents, feel free to use this. Please send me photos and send me your stories if you do it. Oh, this one's fun. So what I do is, so both my kids, Nolan Gross, he has that swipe up feature because he's more popular than I am. And then Elise, she's not private anymore. So anyways, they both have Instagram. And then my wife's private, so you can't follow her. But so my kids, I'll get on their Instagram because if they want to post, they got to post on my phone. So I'll go, oh, let me see your feed or who you're following. So Nolan has some friends and followers and different people that follow him. And I'll look, and some of the posts, I'm like, oh, wow. So rather than, like, Nolan didn't do anything wrong, it's just like, these are your friends. So what I've done is I've recreated the Instagram posts that I find inappropriate. Mainly they're from girls so far. And I reenact it. I set it up. I make sure, and this is what my wife partakes in. She makes sure, she helps me make sure, no, did you get that right? Yes, I got that pose. Yeah, no, frowny face. Yeah, chin down. No, pull your pants down in the back a little bit. Okay, hike up your underwear a little bit. Yes. Okay, shirt off. Yes. Okay, suck in your belly. Okay, she'll do that. And then I'll be like, kids, please come in. And then they're like, what are you doing? And then I have the post of the inappropriate girl that, like, has done this. And I'm like, guys, what? And then and my daughter's like, gross, Dad. That's gross. And then Nolan would be like, he runs the phone because he wants to know who I just busted. I was like, this girl, it's the middle of winter. She's in the beach with her, like, thong riding up her butt. And she does this super sexual pose. I think I got this one, right? And they're like, run out of the room. And then the other one recently was one of Nolan's friends was in the shower. I don't get why you need to post the wet girl photo. I get it, because you're like, ah, oh, it's so sexy. Like, I want to do this sexy face in the shower and, like, get all wet. I'm like, okay. So I recreated that one, and I was in the shower with my clothes on. And Nolan knew, because it was in his shower, that, like, what I was up to. I was like, Nolan, please come in. And he's like, no. No, he just refused. No, Nolan, I'm your dad. You better. He comes in, and I'm in the shower. And then he's like, oh, gosh. He thought it was that funny that actually he recreated it. And I was like, Nolan, you should send this to your friend. He's like, no, she'd kill me. So if you're Nolan's friend listening and you did that shower pic, just know me and Nolan both recreated that shower photo because we thought it was weird and awkward and cringy. Anyways, so parents, that's your lesson. This one's longer than I wanted it to be. But, man, there's lots to learn for parents and kids. Kids will be up to no good, not because they're awful human beings, but they're kids and they don't know what we should know as adults. So don't make them learn this the hard way. Ease them into this stuff and don't just give them this like device and let them run free. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. I'll be back, I'm sure, with more. There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.